We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marty Griffin, check it out. After the show, if you miss an interview, if you miss some contact, check us out on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. Put in rewind. It's all there for 24 hours. Also, you know those smart speakers that were too dumb to use in our house? I am, anyway. News Radio KDKA. News Radio KDKA. Talking about religion. Full disclosure, my wife is incredibly devout. In fact, we just discussed this. So I made a post based on data that suggests that young people are bailing on God in record numbers. Record numbers. And that nearly one-third of Americans have no church and no belief in God. And when I brought this up with my wife, Christine, she said her faith is even stronger. And she said she talks to God every day and prays to God every day. I do neither. She's a much better person as a result. I am what you call a WIP, work in progress. One of my boys, one of my close friends who I reach out to when I post something like this with nearly 3 million folks jumping in to discuss it, including the woman who ignorantly says, I'm gaslighting here. Ma'am, quit using trite cliches to try to cancel me out for asking folks a question about what's happening in our culture. Pastor, you tell me, why are folks bailing on God, or is that a misnomer, sir?
No, I think it's definitely true that this next generation coming up is definitely going to be challenged to find God. They've been kind of fed a very distinctive line against religion and against God. And unfortunately, like, if you look at the last year and a half, we've had the government trying to solve everybody's problems, right? We've taken on trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars worth of debt because we want to make sure everybody's got a few dollars in their bank account. And I'm not begrudging people the
right
money.
Sure, of course not.
But when that happens in a culture that has been being aimed by the education system away from God, and then they start to depend on the government and not on self-sufficiency and not on their relationship with the divine. And it's funny, if you look around the world, the places where belief in Christ or belief in God is taking off like crazy, it's the places that went through this 15, 20 years ago or 30 years ago, where they found out that you can't trust man to take care of you, that you need to have something transcendent in your life. And you know, back in the days of the original Marxism and the Bolshevik Revolution, they outlawed God, said, we'll be your God. And now in Russia and all those satellite countries from the Iron Curtain, the church is growing and people are coming to faith now because they found out that when you trust in man to be the one that takes care of you, you end up parched. You end up starving in the desert instead of being like one planted by the river and bearing fruit in your life.
Pastor James Hogan from Faith Bridge Community Church in the Rocks, killing it and reaching folks that were unreachable. So check it out. I post this on my Get Marty page on Facebook, and millions of people get in the game. I've never seen anything like it. hundreds of thousands of people saying, I have something to say. What it says to me, my brother, is that people are thinking about this, including Mary, which kind of addresses what you just said. Yes, I haven't been woke yet. Never will. God is the creator of everything. Every knee will bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you drill down on what's woke, there is no real planting of the seed of faith in woke. There's no scripture in woke. It's just woke, right? Right?
It's worse than that, Marty. There's no love in woke. Woke is about division. Woke is about dividing us against one another. It's about advancing hatred. And they would deny it to the nth degree. But when you look at any ideology that says we're pitting this group against that group, and we're saying that forget all men are created equal, you know, these people are the enemy now, and those people are the enemy now. And it has an underlying current that is the antithesis to God, because God, according to the scripture, is love. And so when you look at trying to tear everybody down and pit people against one another, where does that always come from? That always comes from the desire for power.
You know what, though? It starts in the house. And the numbers don't lie. My man, 23% of us go to church on Sunday. That's it. That's crazy. And check it out. During the pandemic, when, as most would know, during a crisis, we go to God, folks stayed home because they couldn't go to church. And then there's this. Gary says a lot of people don't go to church anymore because they are sick and tired of people with a mouth full of scriptures and hearts full of hate. There's also cynicism involved, is there not, sir?
There is, but even that is colored a lot by the cultural conversation. If you look at who donates the most in any disaster, who takes care of the poor, who serves like crazy, the underprivileged, overwhelmingly it's the religious folks. And so to paint those people with this brush of, oh, they have a mouth full of hate, is ridiculous. Like when hurricanes hit, everybody sees the Red Cross out there doing stuff, but they don't know that all of the meals, millions of meals that were served after Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey and New York, millions of meals every day, every last one of those meals was prepared for the Red Cross by the Southern Baptist Convention's disaster relief. Like, they actually get out there and do it. Like, you could say, oh, their mouth is full of hate, but the people that are saying that aren't out there donating months of their life to go serve the people who've been hit by calamity.
Pastor James Hogan with Faith Bridge Community Church. My man, you've been sick as hell. You've been broke as hell. You've been angry as hell. You've watched really good people die around you that shouldn't die. In that maelstrom, in that tornado that goes on in your heart, in your body, in your mind sometimes, do you personally ever question, is there a God?
No, never. Marty, I don't want to take too much of your time, but when my oldest son, who's 25 and engaged to be married now,
nice,
was just a baby. He was like a toddler, just starting to you know, stand up at the coffee table. He got really sick, and we took him to the hospital, and it was during a bad flu season out in California, and they said to go home, keep him hydrated, watch his temperature. And the next morning, he was absolutely miserable, and I had the day off. I spent the whole morning walking him back and forth across the carpet in our living room. And he wouldn't fall asleep, and he was just crying, and he was miserable. He finally fell asleep around noon, and I put him in his crib. And as I was sneaking out of his room, he coughed and woke himself up and started screaming. By then, I was at my wit's end. And I grabbed him up, and I took him into my bedroom, and I said, I'm just going to lay down on the bed with him and hold him until he falls back to sleep. But he had this raging fever, and he was pushing me away from him. And when I would move away from him to give him some air, he would scream louder because he didn't want to be alone. And so I pulled him close, and he tried to push away from me, and he actually pushed himself off the corner of the bed. and he fell on the floor. My neighbors up to that point thought I was beating him. At this point, they thought I was burning him with a curling iron or something. And he was down there screaming on the floor. And I prayed the simplest prayer I've ever prayed. I prayed, "Dear God, please help Jonathan feel better." I pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. And it was like he was hooked up to a light switch. As soon as I said amen, the screaming stopped. And my faith was so weak, it took another 2 minutes for me to get up the courage to look over the corner of the bed because I thought he'd had an aneurysm or something because it had cut off that quickly.
I got to go, my man. I love the story. All right. I love you. You're the absolute best. He is the guy I go to for the spirit.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.